This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, on the job site. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially. And without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your work day. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
Who have we got now, Fiona?
Ah, yes, now, Lawrence Gibbons is the editor of Star Observer, and we thought we would get Lawrence on to talk us through an article that they ran about Peter Dutton's cease and desist for diversity celebrations after Ida Hobbit Day. Welcome to the program, Lawrence, again, and great to have you on.
Well, thank you so much.
So Peter Dutton has banned fairy cakes, has he?
Yeah, Peter Dutton's a charming man. Certainly. So on Ida Hobbit, which was 17th of May, I'm sure all your listeners remember, the Australian military sent out a directive to its personnel asking that they mark the day in a COVID-friendly manner. And so Ida Hobbit, of course, is the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia, and so following orders, military personnel had gatherings, drank tea, and wore rainbow sashes, and had rainbow flags, etc. Well, when the defense minister got wind of this, one Peter Muttonhead, he...
Is that his lawyer's call name?
Well, I mean, look, I call him worse things in the privacy of my own home, but I don't know how good your defamation insurance is. We'll just stick with Muttonhead right now. So, that man put out a directive on Friday of that week, which basically instructed personnel that they were not to have woke gatherings. Woke referring to, of course, being awake to discrimination, racism, homophobia, and other hatred in the world. So he put out a directive telling people that they're not to have special private gatherings and wear items that are different to defense clothing. So whether or not that applies to people of who celebrate other things, we'll find out eventually. Why not?
Do you think? Why do you think? What I mean? Why do you think he did this?
Well, because he's a pig. Basically, I mean, Peter Dutton has a long history of being one of the most contentious, hateful politicians in Australia, and that's not me speaking. In fact, Paul Keating, back a couple of years ago, said that in his 50 years of public service, the most hateful politician he'd ever seen was Peter Dutton, right? I mean, he actually makes Tony Abbott look like a warm and fuzzy kind of guy. So, Dutton is just not a friend of anything to do with our community. And, we actually ran another story about Dutton this week also, where he has taken defamation action against a member of our community for saying that Peter Dutton is a rape apologist, the guy's entitled to his opinion, and I probably would confer with his opinion, agree with his opinion, but for a public figure to take defamation action against someone for a tweet, it's pretty extraordinary.
Yeah.
And it goes to the kind of guy he is.
I think there's two factors to this that I see, Lawrence. One is that he wants to stamp his authority on defence over the previous minister, who, when she spoke harshly to defence, it was like being savaged with a wet lettuce, that he wants to put his mark on defence. And there's a public element to this, is that he wants to assert his position in the government and in the party. And whilst no one was probably going to argue that the heir apparent to Scott Morrison is Josh Frydenberg, the reality is Peter Dutton will be hiding behind the curtain waiting to strike.
100%. I mean, he's the reason that Turnbull was rolled, of course.
Yes. So, I mean, it comes back to, you know, the Defence Force doesn't have, you know, you have two political positions here. You have, you know, politicians who say this is woke behaviour and politicians that say it's not. The reality is the Australian Defence Force has been covered in lots of things, and one of them isn't glory, in terms of the way that they've treated women, in the way that they've reacted to bullying, in the way that they've reacted to our community.
Yep.
And, you know, when, okay, defence was, let's be kind and say, had previously had instructions to lift their game in this area.
Yep.
A number of heads of Defence Force, you know, have initiated campaigns and made comments around those issues, not just because they were told to. I think it's because, you know, they believed that it was appropriate. So now you've got the minister saying, don't do this. The defence chief actually does have a choice, because the civilians don't have ultimate control of the military. They're not in the chain of command as such. And in fact, Peter Dutton is the minister. The person that does have the power is the Governor-General. But defence, I'm just wondering what, you know, the Defence Force chiefs think about this, and what people in defence, particularly those members of our community and, you know, the different genders, what they think about Peter Dutton's comments. Have you had any feedback from readers or whatever, you know, with around this?
Oh, well, look, I mean, the majority of readers are just, you know, appalled by the behaviour of Peter Dutton. You know, I mean, he's great for clickbait. But, I mean, look, I mean, to your point, I mean, the directive came from the heads of the Defence Force, right? Chief Angus Campbell and Secretary Greg Moriarty were the ones who issued the note, right, in the first place. And they were the ones who were forced to retract it because, of course, you know, they're employees of the government and they follow the directives of the minister. Mm. But I mean, you know, as you say, I mean, there's a, you know, I mean, over, you know, what was it, 20 years ago that being homosexual was you know, illegal within the Defence Force.
Yes.
Right? So there's a, you know, there's a long history of homophobia. And as to transphobia, of course, it wasn't until recent that trans people were allowed to openly serve. So, you know, changing that culture, which is very much a macho-driven culture, is essential for the safety and well-being of members of our community.
Yeah.
It's very disturbing and concerning that someone like Peter Dutton uses his position to pursue a draconian, backward cultural agenda. But, I mean, you know, as it was Christina Keneally who said that, you know, that he's at war with the world. He's at war with our community. He wants to go to war with China. You know, he's at war with every brown person, you know, who on and off our island. He's just for lack of a better word, you know, and I hate insulting animals in the zoo, but he's a pig and a mutton head.
Well, he speaks very highly of you.
You know, I mean, look, I mean, I'm the publisher, not the editor, so I have my own defamation insurance. So come on, baby.
And, you know, there's an important point to be made here, and this is actually Joe Ball, the CEO of Switchboard, and you're absolutely on the money here, Joe. We also need to remember that in the context of the Veterans Suicide Prevention Royal Commission, Ida Hobbit is a suicide prevention activity. And we know the high level of suicides in veterans. And what Peter Dutton is doing is he's actually saying, you know, he's not recognising that suicide amongst veterans is high and that Ida Hobbit is a suicide prevention activity. You're absolutely on the money, Joe. That's Joe Ball from Switchboard. And he needs to understand that. In fact, he should be ashamed of himself because those members of our community and those members supportive of our community that wanted to take part in this sort of activity by being said, being told, no, that you can't do this, you know, he's actually disenfranchising those people and, you know, disadvantaging them, and he knows he's doing it. He knows he's doing it.
100%.
Yeah.
You know, and the Ida Hobbit actually has its roots in the reason that they was chosen was because that was the day that the World Health Organization unlisted homosexuality as a mental illness, right? And so it's all this is all tied in with the stigma and discrimination against our community. And you're 100% right. I mean, Dutton is basically is sending the message out that discrimination against our community is acceptable and normal, and it's shameful.
Yeah. And look, I look for, you know, the Victorian Minister for Veterans Affairs, Sean Lean, we're going to have him on again soon, and I want to address with him, and again, Joe Ball from Switchboard, thanks for raising this, Joe, to see what the Veterans Royal Commission, what comes out of that in terms of the dishonourable discharge in driving suicides amongst veterans, particularly, you know, LGBTIQA plus veterans. I say one thing to, you know, before we go, Lawrence, with regard to Peter Dutton. They say you can't fix stupid, but it turns out you can't quarantine it either.
100%.
Yes. Well, look, we're actually...
Well, thanks for cheering me up on
a... Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Talking about this man.
No.
Luckily, God made Queensland and a lot of them stay up there.
That's right. And I suggest... Okay. You know, if you're able, you know, are you in Melbourne, Lawrence, or somewhere else?
I was in Melbourne on the weekend for the Pride Parade, but I'm up in New South Wales trying to not tell people I was in Melbourne.
Okay. Well, you can go a little bit further. I suggest you go online and find a nice shop where you can get some fairy cakes.
Good idea. And we're going to have a space in the Pride Centre next year, so we'll look forward to, gossiping in the hallways, boys.
Great. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks.
Lovely. Take care. Have a nice day.
A pleasure. Bye.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.